For this Feast of All Saints Day, we heard a reading from John's Revelation. The Apostle John has suffered for his witness to the gospel. Yet he stands as the last remaining apostle. He finds himself exiled to the small Greek island of Patmos on account of God's work. In the midst of his suffering, John continues to testify to the other island inhabitants about Jesus. The faithful witness who was martyred for the sins of the whole world. And even there on Patmos, the Holy Spirit gathers the Lord's church. Every other apostle has been martyred, the first being John's own brother, James. But the rest would follow soon after. They spilled their own blood as a witness to the one whose blood spilt redeemed the world. I'm sure the testimonies of his beloved friends were never far from the Apostle John's mind. May we keep the testimonies of our dearly departed always in the front of our minds as well. In the name of Jesus, amen. John records that on the Lord's Day, that is Sunday, he receives an apocalypse of Jesus Christ. That is, he receives a vision. When we hear the word apocalypse, we think of the end of the world, but in Greek it simply means revelation. It is a curtain being pulled back to reveal what our limited perception cannot see. In the middle of their divine service, as the saints of Patmos were gathered together, the curtain is ripped from before John's eyes. And behold, he sees a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. He sees the church triumphant, no longer separated by distance or language or distressed by heresy. Yet these glorious saints of every nation, tribe, and people are still individuals with recognizable diversity. Before the throne of God they stand, together in true unity and true diversity, in a way that cannot even be glimpsed on earth except in Christ's church. John sees and hears the great throng crying out with a loud voice, and they aren't just shouting, but their voices are raised in hymnody, singing, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." They glorify God and the Lamb, who are alone responsible for salvation. There is no greater worship than to turn to God as the giver of every good gift. And the saints do not sing alone, but gathered together with them is the entire company of heaven. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen." That is, truly it is so. Salvation belongs to the Lord and to the Lamb. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then the angel asks John, "Who are these clothed in white robes? And from where have they come?" The apostle answers, "Sir, you know." I do not get the sense that John doesn't know who these are, but that he is merely overwhelmed by joyous unbelief. Not sinful unbelief, but that feeling you get when you see something so amazing, you know it to be true, but it's hard to believe since it's such a beautiful sight. I have only glimpsed this joy twice in my life, when I saw my beautiful wife walking down the aisle and my sweet Annalise being born. I imagine the Apostle John with tears in his eyes saying, "Who are these clothed in white? There's Peter and Paul and my brother James." The angel answers his own question. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Salvation belongs to the Lamb, and these are his saints washed clean by his precious blood. The Lamb is the great martyr who bears witness to the love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. Some have been called to bear witness to Christ with their blood, like the apostles. These we rightly call martyrs and hold up as examples of faith. But martyr simply means witness. All Christians who have been faithful unto death bear witness to Christ and are called martyrs. These are the martyrs who have gone through the great tribulation. These are those who have suffered under sin, death, and the devil. These are the Christians who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, who have been baptized and clothed with Christ's righteousness, those who have gone before us in the faith. These are the ones who have died to the world, but they are alive. Our Lord Christ says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die." Those who have gone before us are standing before the throne of God, singing, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." This Lord's Day, it is my prayer that the veil is ripped from your eyes and that you see through faith the vision that John saw, the saints gathered around the throne. Have you ever wondered why we gather around the altar in a half circle? It is because the company of heaven is gathered with us. Ruth and Louise, Carl, Marilyn, Velma, Walt, and Wes are standing with us, robed in white, cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. We share in John's vision. We behold the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world, enthroned on the mercy seat. With angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify his holy name, evermore singing and praising, "Holy, holy, holy." No saint ever dies. As the Apostle Paul says, when a Christian leaves this world, they go to be with Christ, which is far better. Every Lord's Day, we commune with Christ and all the saints with him. And this is not enough for our loving God. He redeems us both soul and body. As the Apostle John says, we are God's children now. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. On the last day, your body will be raised up and glorified with all the saints. You will see Christ no longer in faith, but with your own two eyes. Amen.